This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. You can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating, cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, Jason Bishop. That is the foursome joining us right now. As head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry, he's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. How about a shootout win for you guys, coach?
I thought for sure we were doomed.
First one of the season.
As soon as we went to shoot, I said, oh, we're doomed. Let's suck. And then old Stromer was a beast.
Stromer.
Well, your goalie was a beast.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But.
Yeah.
How were you feeling about that win after the little lull of the three-game losing streak, first one of the year, which is awesome, by the way, that you guys hadn't lost three games all year, but how were you feeling about the shootout win after that?
We liked to get a win and 2 points after the homestand that we had was much needed, I would say, and still searching for it a little bit and trying to find our game. But we'll take the 2 points and move on. So we need a little positive momentum in that, and hopefully we can build off of that.
So, coach, with the too many men on the ice penalty in the overtime versus Ottawa, Joe B talked about it on the broadcast. You clearly weren't happy with that call. Is it just the refs are calling it too close? Do they not like the way that you're cycling players in for the overtime? Can you take us through that?
Yeah, we're working through that, and I'm not happy with the way we have to do a better job as a team, coaches, players included, of doing a better job with our line changes, especially in overtime where they're calling it close, and that situation is completely avoidable. Talked to Pro about it yesterday. Pro Toss, is he breaks his stick, he's coming for a change. In those scenarios, you just have to be more urgent to get off the ice and sprint to get there so that we can get a fresh person on. And if you're slow coming off of the ice, the guy that's changing for you jumps on, he's ready to go. Well, next thing you know, there's you know, normally that wouldn't be called in 5-on-5, but because it's overtime and Dubois touched the puck, then it becomes an issue. And all year it's been a problem for us. And we just, especially this time of year, we got to get that cleaned up. You can't be taking unnecessary too many men penalties, and we got to be smarter in those situations.
Coach Carbs, EB touched on it. Logan Thompson in the overtime and shootout, he was just stopping some lasers when you guys were on that penalty kill. And then he stoned the Sens in the shootout, too. I mean, what a performance by him to help you guys secure that 2 points.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I feel bad for him because it shows up in his stat line that he gave up four. But I thought he was fantastic in the game, and there was a lot of chances both ways. So he kept us. And then, like you said, that 4-on-3 in overtime, there was even a late power play that they had when the game was tied. So now all of a sudden they're going on the power play to try to win the game. There was just various moments in that game where we needed him to bail us out, sort of get us out of this funk. And that's what he did. He delivered big time, even though the stat line may say a little different.
Coach, you had a nice little fight there.
Your mic is dead. Dead as a doornail.
Coach, you had a fight there in the game with Willie and Brady Tkachuk, but Willie took the hit from Giroux. How often does that happen where you know, another guy enters the fray for the fight.
Well, the one thing that you don't see very often is someone take a run at Willie. That's number one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing that was a little, and Giroux's a veteran player, so he knows what's going on. And he saw Willie come and sort of catches him off guard and knew that Willie would come sort of address that. And then Brady steps in. He's a big, tough kid. And those are two of the premier power forwards in our league. Both those guys are tough customers, a couple of warriors going at it.
Coach, did you know prior to the game that Connor McMichael had texted Tom on Saturday, and he basically lit his fuse as far as expecting him to fight at some point in that game against the Sens? And also, no big deal, but Willie's at 27 goals, that's already a career high, and should top the 30-goal mark for the first time in his career by season's end. So not only is he one of the most feared guys in the entire league, he's going to be a 30-goal scorer for the first time, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is. He's having a phenomenal year in a bunch of different areas, not just the goal scoring. I had no idea. I heard Mikey after the game say something about that, and it's odd because, I mean, we were talking about as a staff, we hadn't had a fight, gosh, I'm just going to throw this out here, maybe 20 games. It's mm-hmm. been since our last fight, so that's, it's not like he's calling a shot and it's a common occurrence. Like, this is very rare. Mikey texting him that, and then just how it came about that's a pretty rare occurrence.
So kind of big picture, before we kind of get into particulars of your next game, how do you look at kind of the rest of the regular season as you ramp up for the playoffs based on where you are? I don't want to jinx anything, but yeah, there's a good chance you're going to have the top seed. But how do you kind of figure things out here the rest of the regular season?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to navigate right now. And I think it's a challenge for sure, because my objective and our objective as a coaching staff is, you know, you want to secure, big picture-wise, you want to secure the highest seed possible. You want to win the division. You want to win the conference, because home ice advantage, you never know when that plays a factor. So that's, you know, we don't really talk about that, but that's objective, obviously, number one. The second thing, which we do talk about, which I think is the most important, is going through this last month and a week of the season, we want to be playing really, really well. So whether we win or not, we want to be able to look at our game every night and go like, oh, we played well. We controlled play. We generated chances. We didn't give up much. We had multiple lines going. We looked fast. All the different things that equate to us, quote unquote, looking good out there, so that when you get into those final, call it five, whatever, eight games of the season, you got a ton of confidence, a ton of swagger. You're peaking at the right time of year, and that's sort of our main objective. Now, you know, as teams we're playing are really, really desperate, that they feel like their seasons are on the line. It's going to be no different tonight against New York. Like, this they're approaching these games like this could be the swing game that determines their fate, if they're going to make the playoffs or not. And so that's the key for us, is matching that urgency level and you know, generating confidence and feeling good about our game going into the end of the year.
Joined by Caps head coach Spencer Carberry. So this week, Chucky signs an extension. He's in the fold for 3 more years, $9 million. You've got your goalie platoon set moving forward, both LT and Chucky under contract for several seasons. Now, dare I say, we've achieved goalie zen and stability in D.C., coach?
Seems like it.
Am I going out on a limb there?
We made a joke the other day in the coach's room. Our goalie coach can just sail off into the sunset for the next 3 years. He doesn't have to show up to work.
Right.
Yeah. As with anything, even when you feel like you've got it all figured out, we feel really good about both guys. But you know, things, the position and those two guys being a part of the organization for the next 3 years is huge, because it just feels like you don't have to worry about that position. Not that, you know, things don't come up and all, you know, I'm not saying that everything's going to be perfect every night and guys are going to look good every single night, but it just gives you a confidence that you've got two guys that are elite goalies in this league that can carry the ball, that can steal you hockey games. So it does give you quite a bit of confidence that you don't have to worry about that position for the foreseeable future.
Is it kind of like an NFL team finding his quarterback?
A little bit. I wouldn't say it's quite.
The goal is not as important. Yeah, I get that.
They're huge. They're huge. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like the NFL has turned into it is a quarterback league where you cannot. So I do think it is really, really significant. I don't want to discredit that because the position is absolutely critical. When you don't have good goaltending, it is impossible to win in the NHL. And when you have it, you want to keep it and you want to keep it going. And to have two, that's the key, I think, which has really helped us, and knock on wood, hopefully it continues to help us, is being able to roll out and keep guys fresh and having two guys that push each other. A lot of teams in the league have one guy and then they've, cycle in and out different backup goalies. And I think it's a real luxury to have two guys that are 1A guys.
Coach Carbs, it looks like the Pierre-Luc Dubois acquisition was a really good one for the Caps. He's just 11 points shy of his career high points total. Only Stromer's got more points than him on the Caps. And just going back a few games, outside of his offensive stats, you can just tell him, hey, Doobie, you're defending Connor McDavid tonight, one of the most skilled offensive players on the planet. He says, okay, coach, I got that. He holds McDavid to as many shots on goal as I had in the game. Zero. I mean, what a season he's put together so far, and just getting that defensive prowess is like a bonus for him.
Yeah, and he loves it, and that's he thrives and wants those matchups against the top players in the league, and it's an every night thing. It's impressive. Even when we're playing Tampa, he's up against Kucherov and Point. Now tonight we'll try to play him against JT Miller and Panarin and. Little more difficult to control on the road because we don't have last change, but still finding those matchups for him. And he's done such a good job in that role, and he embraces it, loves to do it, and appreciates it. Cause that's the thing too, is a lot of high-end players, they solely, not solely, but they're so hyper-focused on production and scoring, which, rightly so. Like, you got to score to win games. So that's their main objective, where Doobie has an appreciation for that part of the production part, but he also understands, if I can win this McDavid matchup tonight, we're probably going to win the game. And so to put that on his individual priority list is, I'm okay if I got zero goals, zero assists. If I keep McDavid to that, I think we're going to win the hockey game. And to prioritize that as opposed to, well, I really want to get two goals tonight, and if McDavid gets two, then I'm cool with that too. He sees it differently, and that's a huge luxury, and it's why I think it's a big reason why he's been so successful, and I think for years to come, he's going to be in the conversation. We have an award in the NHL called the Selke Award, which is the best defensive forward in the NHL, and I think he is moving up in that conversation of being one of those guys that should be considered for the award.
Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry from your Washington Capitals, best record in the Eastern Conference, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care, centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. So you kind of highlighted what you believe is the top matchup. But fill us in on the rest of the game. You guys have played them twice this season. The last time you played the Rangers, you beat them 7-4, so that was kind of an offensive explosion.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be like that. I doubt that tonight because I'm assuming like they've been hot. They've won back-to-back games, shut out their opponent. It's going to be a good hockey game tonight. We're going to get the Rangers' best for sure because you can hear everything coming out of their locker room, coaching and player-wise is they're as desperate as any team in the NHL right now of feeling like each game that they play is do or die. So just like I described, we're going to have to match that urgency level playing in a hostile environment. We know it well. So hopefully we can build off the positive momentum results-wise against Ottawa and sort of play a good, well-rounded game against a desperate team.
Did you have a good dinner in Manhattan last night?
We did, yes. We're right in Midtown. Lots of action in New York City, as usual.
What'd you get, a little Italian, or did you get a steak?
I actually went seafood.
Oh, okay.
Went a little bit of, went some a piece of fish.
Nice job.
Excellent.
All right, well, let's get the 2 points tonight, bro. All right? Appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Coach.
You too.
Appreciate the time.
It's Coach Spencer Carberry from the Washington Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Remember, we are going to be hosting an AltCast on Friday.
That's
for
right.
The Caps game.
Just a few days.
Friday night. You want to tune into Monumental Sports 2, the Deuce, to watch us hanging out during the Caps game. I know we have Darren Revelle joining us. We're working on some other things. So tune in on Friday night to Monumental Sports 2 for the Junkies AltCast. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.